Hello, this is Harley, and I'm gonna do a ramble thing, I guess, about something of sexual nature. I don't know. So, let's see, talking about DP. Okay. Well, I guess first off, I should probably, so in the last recording that I did, I briefly mentioned toys and stuff, and I guess I should talk about the new sex toys that I have. So, to kind of further explain stuff, I got a, I want to say it's like an 18-inch double dildo, so it's like a dildo on both sides and it's like one continuous thing. It's fucking massive and really fucking thick. Like, it's ridiculous. I can only fit so much in my girly bits. Like with my other dildo, it's leaner. It's like thinner, I guess. And I can force it past a certain point because I have a tilted uterus. But with this guy, I cannot do that because it just, that's just not a thing because it's just too fucking thick. And we've done, I have had it in my butt a little bit, but it is very painful. So we're gonna work my way up to that. but we got that dude, and then we got the black sort of dildo thing. I don't know what to call it. It's like 5 or 6 inches long. And the top part is like penis shaped, and then it's like thick and then thin and then thicker. And then the bottom of it has like a, I wouldn't say specifically it's used for a suction cup, but it totally works as one. So what I'd mentioned is that since I have that one and I have my regular purple one, I have this like little, I don't know what to call it. It's like a little seat table wooden thing that is like my grandmother's, and she passed, so then I have it and now it's mine. It'll always be mine. But I think that I could put them on it, and then I could straddle it, and then I could, like, DP myself without having to use my hands, and that sounds really interesting and kind of painful. Like, I don't even know which one I would want to do. I think, because the black one is so rigid, like, it doesn't, it's, it has, like, a little bit of bend, but not really. So I don't know if I would want it. I don't know where I would want it. Like, I don't know. But that's probably an experiment that I'll do sometime in the future. And then aside from that, we also got, like, a little, anal beads, actually. And it's this, like, little black thing. I don't know how long it is. It's less than a foot, but it has like this little tiny bead thing, and that I want to say is like smaller than an M&M, and then it works its way up to, I don't know, like bigger than a quarter, maybe a silver dollar size type thing. No, it's like somewhere between a quarter and a silver dollar. I don't know, it's over in the drawer. And that, like, inserted is interesting, especially if I'm not doing it, because then I just get to relax and, like, just think about it, and it's like, oh, I love butt stuff. Butt stuff is great. And, oh, especially, so, getting fingered and, like, having that in and out is a very, very, like, almost sensory overload sensation, and it's just really good. special, like, with fingers in the vajayjay, well, and then the vibrator, and then that, like, all together is a ridiculous amount of stimulation, and it's pretty fantastic. And then that's my cat, and he, I don't know if you could hear that, but he's crying because he wants attention. Like, he doesn't want you to play with him. Well, like, he wants you to play with him, but he doesn't want to be, like, pet or, like, held. He just wants you to be, like, kind of focusing on him. He's a weird cat. Anyways, so I think those were our only toys. So we got the black one, we got the butt stuff, we got the big dude. I feel like we had something else. I don't remember. Well, we got those, and they're fun, and I love them. Still working on the big guy in the back. Oh, and I found out, so I was trying to fuck myself with the big guy, and I'm just gonna call him the big guy, whatever. And I believe he's pink. He's like this pink kind of see-through-ish thing. He's super pretty. He's gorgeous. And I was trying to fuck myself with him. And the problem is that he's so long that as I'm like moving in and out, the end is like doing the circle dick thing, which is really hard to keep a constant motion when you have this like counterbalance. It's like, and yeah, so that's interesting. I'm just not gonna fuck myself with that, like that. Like, I'll probably, dude, yeah, I'll probably DP myself with that at some point when I can handle it and not cry. I didn't cry, but I was like, I wanted to cry, but I didn't. There was definitely some like squeaks of pain, and like no. And no. Oh, that's right. What happened? Okay. So he put it in, kind of. And like, there's the head part. Well, I was just trying to get past that part because I was having some trouble because it's wide. And I'll have to measure it and like let you guys know. But so he had put it in, and I'm like, you know what? Let's take a break and let's do other stuff that's smaller and more fun. And then we'll go back to it. So we did the smaller stuff, and then we, because I think we started with the anal beads, and then we worked up to the black thing, and then I think we went to the big guy. Oh dear, excuse me. But so we started with the big guy, and then. I think my body was just like, fuck it, and like, inhale, and it went past the head part, and I had no choice, and I was kind of angry, because I'm like, I said no, like, I had told him to stop it, and then my body was just like, nope. Sorry, that's an embarrassing laugh, but yeah, so that was fun, and it was... It was hoof. That's just what I'm gonna say, is that it was hoof. But it was good, and I just need to work on it and practice and time. Lots and lots of time. Aside from that, okay, fantasies. So there's the new toys, so that's that ramble. And fantasies. I don't know. I mean, I have a couple friends. Let's see, so there's a friend who wanted to come down. And that's probably never gonna happen, which is really sad. And he's in love with me, apparently. Because he'll message me and ask me if I'm okay. And, like, ask about if I'm pregnant yet. And he just wants me to be happy. And he gets really sad because he's in love with me. But I'm, like, taken. And it's like, I'm sorry, I miss you. And, yeah. I don't know. He's a good kid. And I love him. But... like, I'm taken, and he's in Washington on a boat. He's in the Navy. Good kid, though. And then, oh, actually, well, no. So I have a different friend who I knew in high school, who's known me since high school, and he was kind of interested in me, but he chased a different friend, which he was barking up the wrong tree because she was, like, not into it, but she couldn't tell him no because she just didn't have the heart to tell him. And it was really weird. Like, their relationship was just awkward. But then they broke up, thank God. And it was like, oh, gosh. And we had, like, sexted so much in high school. Like, a ridiculous amount. And I can't remember who messaged who recently. Like, we had talked a whole bunch, and then somehow we just stopped talking. Or, like, we had talked about how he was interested in me, but then he said, well, I am, but you're not confident, so something or other. And then we just stopped. Like, we were still friends, but we just didn't do anything. Or, I don't know. I don't even know why. Which was fine. Whatever. And then either he messaged me or I messaged him recently. Like, I want to say, like, a month ago. And I don't even remember how we got onto it. Oh, I was explaining to him certain situations currently regarding us and other people. And I was just like, you're going to think I'm crazy, but this is the thing. And, like, I can kind of do stuff with other people. And he's like, what? No, legit. And then we started talking about stuff. And he's just like, yeah, I totally fucked up in high school. And I totally should have, like, we could have had a lot of fun. And I'm like, yeah, probably. So if he ever comes down, because he's in Texas right now, if he ever comes down to where I am, we're probably gonna fuck, which would be great. And he's totally down to DP with husband person, but husband person does not find him attractive, so husband person's like, eh. Because he wants to find them attractive, which, totally fine, totally legit. Because I think it would be weird to be like, yeah, husband that I've known since I was, like, 14. And then guy that I've known since I was, like, 14. And I picked the other one. And to same what? Like, I can't even. But he, like, compliments me. And he shows interest. And he's all, like, kind of dominant. And it's like, hot. But yeah, totally want to fuck him. That'd be great. And, like, there's a lot of fantasies revolving around that. What did he tell me? Really into receiving head and giving head, apparently. And talked about not choking on his cock. But, like, when I do give him head, because it's totally going to happen, it's going to be rough. And it'll be good. And, yeah. So that's all I'm going to say on that. Because it's, I'm going to have to get into mindset. Because generally, if I'm in a situation and then someone tries to force my head down, my, like, sass comes out and I'm just like, bitch, get the fuck off. Like, fuck you. I'm going to do what I want to do. Because I'm very particular. Like, I like giving head, but I like giving head how I like giving head. So if you want to try and fuck with that, like, I'm going to not be the nicest person ever. And so that's going to be a mindset thing. I'll be have to, like, super sub mode and just be like, okay. Obviously safe word, totally safe, whatever, blah, blah, whatever. But how can you say the safe word if his cock is in your throat? No. But no, it'll be good. And that'll be, like, reliving, like, a high school fantasy. That'll be strange, because I kind of had a crush on him. It was strange. So I just watched a different fantasy. I didn't watch the fantasy. I watched a movie that reminded me of a fantasy. Okay, so this is kind of, like, interesting territory. Not super taboo, but a little bit. So if any of you have ever seen the movie Teeth, it's a movie about vagina dentata, so vagina with teeth. And this chick, her mom marries this guy, and the guy has a son, and like they're playing in the pool, and he's just like, I showed you mine, show me yours. And then supposedly he like stuck his fingers in his girly bits, and they're like, she's a toddler, or not toddler, she's like 3 or 4, and like she bites him with her girl bits that apparently she has teeth. Grows up, she's like total abstinence person, talks about the promise with the ring, and he's like tattoos, piercings, like fucking metal music and all this stuff. And he basically, you basically find out through the movie that he loves her, and he's mad at his dad, and he's just like, why'd you have to marry her? And the dad's just like, I know you loved your mother. And he's just like, what? No, I don't give a fuck about her. Why'd you have to make her my sister? And it's just like, what? He's totally into his, like, stepsister. And in the end, like, she... Oh, sorry, spoilers. she realizes that the reason... So her mom dies, I think. Yeah, no, her mom totally dies. And it's because she was screaming and the guy was, like, ignoring it while he was banging this chick. Which he's only done anal because he's, like, scared of vaginas. Because when he was a kid, his stepsister, like, bit off his finger. She goes to have sex with him. Kind of, like, she sits on the bed. And just his physical actions are just so fucking hot. Because he's nervous, but he's into it. And she's being super gentle, and she, like, touches his face, and he's, like, looking at her, like, what the fuck is going on? But I'm not gonna say anything, because this is totally what I want. And she, like, takes his hand down from his chin, because he has a piercing, and, like, kind of touches his chest, because he has a tattoo, like, right in the middle. And he, like, lays back and, like, looks at her. And I don't want to say he's submissive, but just, there's this... I don't know, like, there's this vibe between them, this, like, sexual tension, and, like, oh, God, it's so fucking hot, and I don't want to say, like, not an incest thing, but I'd be down for a stepbrother, like, a hot stepbrother, but, like, I wouldn't want to be the person in charge, because, like, fuck no, but, like, not being taken advantage of, but if I was on, like, his end, where obviously I have the hots for my stepbrother, and then he comes in, and he's, like, gentle, not super invasive touches, and I'm like, oh, I'm just, what? Okay. That would be pretty great. Oh, God, fuck, that'd be hot. Yeah. Oh, so there's this other guy that I've been talking to for a while, and he's fantastic, and I love him, and he's attractive, and smart, and amazing, and he likes me too, and we talk, and we have this, like, we have a weird relationship where we can talk about sex, and we talk about regular stuff, but we're 100% honest with each other, and we don't hold back, and we've never done any, well, no, we've never done anything. We found out we were kind of interested in each other because we were drunk when Soviet was partying to say goodbye to go to Canada. And I found him and we started talking and I'm like, oh yeah, my husband and I, like, kind of open, whatever. And he had grabbed my hair and, like, pulled my head to the side, and it didn't hurt. Like, it was that perfect amount of pressure to, like, pull. So, like, he was completely in control of my head. And, like, we were doing this over a table at a bar, and he's on the other side. Thank God it was dark, and thank God everyone else was drunk. But, like, whew. Oh, that was... Like, I was butter. I was melted butter. Like, microwave melted, 100%, total liquid. And he said, like, get permission from your husband, and we'll, and okay. And we didn't talk, and I think I got his number. We didn't talk for a long time. And then we just off and on started talking sort of like, or no, we didn't talk. And then husband and I talked about stuff more solidly, and then it was more of a possibility to do stuff with him. And I was like, hey, you remember that day at the bar? And he was like, oh yeah, I was thinking about that, blah, 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 blah. I was curious. And he said he was still interested. And we've just kind of been talking off and on. And there's never been the right time because of just things getting in the way. And and so that is a upcoming possibility, which is kind of fantastic. Just, I don't know. He's just hot. And I'm just excited and, like, terrified because, like, oh my goodness. So, yeah. Okay, that's a really long-ass ramble. So, I'm gonna stop there. I hope 22 minutes by this time I'm done talking is good enough. I talked about a varying amount of topics. Doing other people, fantasies, toys, DP, cats. Because internet, duh. Anyways, I hope you kids had a fun time listening to me do a really random-ass ramble about stuff. This is a warm-up for other recordings, so, because I haven't recorded in, like, forever. Anyways, I hope you had fun, and thank you for listening. Bye!